Welcome to all my Late Night Mysteries listeners. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Today's episode is about an encounter by a lady who came face to face with an unknown mysterious being, which helps a restaurant owner gain a popular following. Something only she can see, which resulted in her being extremely disgusted by it. Stay tuned to this horror and mysterious encounter shared by our listener in this episode. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries. You are listening to Listener's Tales Edition.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
Guys, we have brought in a new co-podcaster member to our team. Let's welcome aboard, Dayanti. In today's episode, Dayanti will read our listener's email. Hand over to you, Dayanti.
Thank you, Wraith. Hello, everyone. I'm Dayanti. I'm your new co-podcaster on the Late Night Mysteries podcast. I am very happy and honored that today I will be reading my very first listener's email in this podcast. Okay, without further ado, let's start the show. We often hear of people relying on heavy advertising and word of mouth to spread news and awareness of a new establishment. It is common if you wish to make your product or service known. Unfortunately, some people use a different service to ensure their establishment receives a massive following. A service in the form of a special pet. A pet that no human can see. The following story was recalled by Lena, who, together with her colleague Jenny, had to endure their hunger for a little while longer because the place they visited had this very pet. This listener quotes, "Hello, Late Night Mysteries. I'm Lena. I'm sharing my experience last year on a work trip to Kuala Terengganu with my colleague, Jenny. We were representing our company to pitch a sale to a local merchant and were elated when they accepted our proposal. As a reward, our boss decided to extend our stay for the next few days to enjoy ourselves before we dive back into work. My story happened on the second night after a day of crazy sponsored shopping spree. We were hungry and visited a restaurant. This is what happened on that fateful night. The call for dusk prayer can be heard on the car's radio. I told Jenny I would need to perform my prayers first as I stopped the car at a resting place near the road where there is a surau, a small building enclosing a semi-spacious prayer hall. Jenny nodded and got out of the car to stretch her legs. The evening sky had not crept in yet, and we could still see a clear view of the beach that stretched as far as the eyes could see. After my prayers, I walked back to the car. Jenny had returned from her walk and pointed towards a fairly large eatery on the opposite side of the road. I was hungry too, so we left the car and walked towards the restaurant. It was empty except for a staff minding the counter. We seemed to be the only customers there. The sign outside stated that it would open after 7:30 in the evening, and we were a few minutes early. We deduced that it might be due to residents still doing the dusk prayers and still at home, or perhaps because it was a weekday, thus the lack of customers. We chose a table near the door to have a clear view of our car, as there were many expensive items inside. The waitress walked over and asked about our order. Jenny asked for fried rice. I nodded the same as I pulled a chair to sit. It was warm. Far too warm. As if someone had sat on it for a long time and had hurriedly left. I quickly changed my seat to the one next to it. Why do you change seats? Just sit there will do. The waitress asked, as if offended at my sudden change of mind. She did not look too pleased with my decision, but quickly masked it when I raised my eyebrows questioningly at her. Jenny quickly asked for a cold drink to ease the tension. I smiled thinly and quickly sat down. There's a clear view of the television from here. I lied to her flatly. Something tugged at my heart, and I could feel the familiar rush of dread whenever I sensed something not quite normal was going on. After jotting down our order, the waitress walked away towards the kitchen. Jenny looked at me questioningly, but I just shook my head. Pointing to the TV screen, I diverted her attention to the program that was currently playing. Twenty minutes went by. Our food was still not served. Throughout this time, Jenny had been watching the program with rapt interest, while I tried to remain discreet by looking around, wondering what was wrong with this whole place that made the hair at the back of my neck stand up for no apparent reason. The program on TV ended, and Jenny stood up to go to the toilet. That was when I felt hot air circulating around my foot. I was wearing open-toed sandals and began to feel uncomfortable. The feeling of dread grew, and I knew that something was not quite right. "Can you wait a little while longer? The chef just arrived," said the waitress, placing two plastic glasses of iced tea on the table. I nodded and smiled stiffly. As soon as she turned, the thing that I dreaded most peeked out from under the table. It climbed up slowly, looking sharp at me. It slowly sat on the seat that I had sat on earlier. Oh, there you are. No wonder the seat was hot. It was you, I said to myself. My eyes did not leave the TV screen so that the thing on the chair would not know that I was aware of its presence. Yes, the thing. From the corner of my eyes, I saw a frighteningly dark, ugly being that, unfortunately, could only be seen by me. I could sense its discomfort as it moved to perch on the table and squatted right in front of my face. My drink exactly under its crotch. The nasty smell of rotten eggs seemed to block my airways. I fought the rising bile from creeping up my throat as the feeling of nausea swept over me. Instead, I avoided eye contact as I feigned ignorance and pretended to be fascinated by the show on the TV. I could feel its raging, scary eyes glaring at me, as if I was the one spoiling for a fight. From my peripheral vision, I noticed its forked tongue, slithering out like a pair of glistening black snakes, as it prepared for an attempt to lick my face. I could hear it whispering an ancient phrase that I could not fathom, and I stubbornly recited whatever verses from the Quran that I could remember, determined not to let the thing frighten me. Cold sweat beaded on my forehead as the putrid stench worsened and my stomach heaved in protest. After what seemed like a long time, Jenny appeared and sat opposite mine. "The food is still not ready?" she asked as she rubbed her tummy. I shrugged. As if bored by my nonchalant attitude and sensing an even easier target, the frightening creature moved over to Jenny, squatted over her glass, and whispered the same ancient phrase in her ear. I saw Jenny swatted absently at her ear as she looked around at that miserable eating place, and I knew I had to act immediately. "Come on, the service here is horrible. We've been waiting for almost an hour. See? Google says there's a fast food drive-thru nearby. Let's go there instead." I grabbed her elbow in earnest. Startled by the action, she gasped, and her hands accidentally pushed her drink off the table. The waitress rushed over and started ranting about cleaning up the mess. Jenny apologized profusely, and I just stood there with an annoyed look on my face. The truth was, my hands were shaking out of fear and anger. "We need to get out of there." "Where are you going?" "We are still preparing your food. Just wait for a while. The chef is preparing the ingredients. It will all go to waste if you go away." The waitress was not happy with our decision to leave the place. "Never mind. We will pay for the drinks," I said abruptly and placed some ringgit notes on the desk before dragging Jenny out of the restaurant. We quickly walked over to the car. Jenny was at a loss for words, but she had respectfully refrained from asking more questions as I quickly started the engine and prepared to move out of the parking lot, which seemed to be crowded all of a sudden. As we waited for the traffic to clear, before pulling out, we began to see more people going into that restaurant. From where we were, I could still see the frightening creature, invisible to normal human eyes, waving its hands as if calling out to customers. "Are you okay?" Jenny asked. I'm okay, don't worry, I'm just hungry, I answered. Jenny laughed out loud, breaking the tension in the car. As I slowly moved off, I caught a glimpse of the thing whispering something to unsuspecting customers' ears as it hopped from one table to the next. I shifted my focus on the road and drove away, never looking back. A week after our trip, while having lunch with some close friends, I relayed what I saw to them. After I revealed the location, one of them confirmed that the place that we visited was, in fact, a host to the frightful being that I had encountered. She then explained that there were a lot of stories regarding the owner who kept the being as part of an agreement that would, in turn, gain her many customers. A former staff who had left the place had also confessed to knowing its existence. Despite these stories, people still turned up in droves, and the place was always bustling with customers late into the night. That was the first and the last visit to that restaurant. I never told Jenny about what I saw. Sufficient enough to say that I just let Jenny assume that I was hungry and had reasons to drag her out. I don't want her to regret taking that trip with me. Or worse, she might think I was imagining things. That is all I have shared. Thank you for reading. Do take care, everyone. Belaris, in Malay, is a type of black magic used to entice customers into a store. Something that will somehow attract people to purchase and consume the store's product. This, it is claimed, guaranteed the success of the owner's business. As with all practices of the black magic arts, there is no guarantee of a happy ending. It's best to earn an honest living by seeking faith and trust in God for the right path to success, rather than getting involved in something dirty like this. Hopefully, we can learn a thing or two from here. Dishonesty will never get you anywhere. Well, that's all we have for today. I am Dayanti. Thank you for staying till the end. Okay, it's time to hand over to Wraith. Wraith, back to you.
Thank you, Dayanti. So guys, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.